From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The White House says the administration is looking into the circumstances surrounding what it's calling today's tragedy in the waters off the Gaza Strip. At least 10 people are dead after Israeli Navy commandos boarded ships carrying tons of relief supplies and a group of pro-Palestinian activists to Gaza. White House spokesman Bill Burton says the U.S. deeply regrets the loss of life. Israeli government spokesman Mark Regev.
We did everything humanly possible to avoid conflict. We made repeated offers to the people on the boats that they should come to the port of Ashdod, and we were willing to unload the humanitarian supplies and guaranteed to transfer those supplies to the people of Gaza.
But Regev says the activists attacked the Israeli commandos with guns and knives. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports reaction has been quick in coming across the Arab world.
Egypt's diplomatic action was mild compared with that of Turkey, which recalled its ambassador to Israel over the incident. Angry demonstrations took place in a number of countries, including Turkey, Syria, Lebanon, and Jordan, over the attack on the aid convoy. Israel called the violence pre-planned and accused one of the Turkish organizing groups of having what it called terroristic ties to Hamas, the Islamist Palestinian group that runs Gaza. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
Memorial Day ceremonies are being held not only in the United States today, but also overseas. Terry Schultz reports from the Flanders Field Cemetery in Belgium, the final resting place for 368 American troops who lost their lives liberating Belgium during World War I.
In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow between the crosses.
Standing in front of the white marble crosses row on row, Antwerp International School junior Claire Michelle Redimer reads out the 1915 poem that gave this cemetery its name.
Scarce heard amid the guns below.
Eric Osterweil's family escaped to the U.S. just before the Nazis occupied Belgium in World War II, when American forces fought here again. He says he rarely misses a Memorial Day ceremony.
I remember what America did for us and what it did for the country of my birth.
And that, in turn, is appreciated by Jim Begg, president of the American Overseas Memorial Day Association.
As they remember, everybody remembers, and our mission is to perpetuate the remembrance of our fallen soldiers.
Each of the three American cemeteries in Belgium gets thousands of visitors on U.S. Memorial Day. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz at the Flanders Field American Cemetery in Waregem, Belgium.
BP is set to try again to at least contain the oil gushing into the Gulf of Mexico now that its latest effort to plug the leak has failed. John Hoffmeister, former president of Shell Oil, says he thinks the attempt to put a dome over the leak from which oil can be pumped to the surface may work, but he says some new ideas are badly needed.
I think it's time for a paradigm shift. We've been burning, dispersing, and skimming and booming. But, you know, with all that oil getting into the marshes, we ought to be able to do a better job than that.
This is NPR News from Washington. Landslides and flooding triggered by the season's first tropical storm are making conditions in Central America dangerous, with more than 100,000 people evacuated from their homes. The severe weather is being blamed for at least 96 deaths so far. The torrential rains have eased somewhat today, but forecasters say rivers are still rising, creating the threat of further flooding. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says central bankers in the U.S. and other nations are having to consider when to start nudging interest rates a bit higher. But as Steve Beckner of Market News International reports, Bernanke, in a speech in South Korea, has given no indication that he's ready to raise U.S. rates anytime soon.
Analysts have speculated for months that the Fed might start raising rates, even though it has repeatedly said it expects the near-zero federal funds rate to stay exceptionally low for an extended period. With Fed policymakers due to meet in a few weeks, Bernanke gave no hint of coming rate action as he honored the 60th anniversary of the Bank of Korea. For the Fed, the BOK, and other central banks, he said removing the dramatic monetary stimulus of the past few years is a medium-term proposition. In economist parlance, medium-term usually means at least a year. Bernanke said the challenge is to weigh the risks of a premature exit from easy money against the risks of waiting too long to exit. He said the pace of rate hikes will differ among countries and said each central bank will need to carefully monitor its economy. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
An unusual Memorial Day observance set for New York today. A B-17 bomber will drop flowers over the Statue of Liberty. The cascade of blossoms is to honor seven CIA employees who were killed in Afghanistan in late December. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.